Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Browns fans, before we get started, just want to thank the sponsors of today's show. Aura identifies data brokers online that are selling your information and helps you lock down, secure, and protect your online data and identity. Go to Aura, AURA.com/dogs and get a 14-day free trial today and find out how much of your data is being sold online. And of course, Omaha Steaks. 50% off site-wide sale is still going on. Go to omahasteaks.com/dogs and use that promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out to get $30 extra off your order.
Welcome to the DOGS Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Josh, all alone with you, talking today real quick. Don't want to dive too much into this. No really big need to dive too much into this. But the Browns made an unexpected signing over the weekend that, you know, we posted about on social media, haven't had a chance to jump on and do any sort of video audio for you guys to give our reactions to. The Browns bringing back a former fourth round draft pick, kicker Cade York. So before I dive into initial reactions, thought process, and everything about this, I just want to remind you guys, follow us on all the socials. We really appreciate that. If you're listening on audio, please, especially Apple Podcasts, drop us a 5-star review. Give us a written review in there. Those really do help out the show. And if you're watching on YouTube, please like the video, subscribe to the channel, and tap that notification bell so you don't miss anything new. Kind of like this right here. I mean, yeah, I'm talking to you about Cade York, but in all honesty, I just wanted an excuse to get on here on a Monday morning. Wish everybody a happy start to the week. Hope you guys all had a great weekend and everything is going great for everybody. And let's just kind of look at Cade York coming back to the Browns. So I've seen a lot of reactions from you guys and from other people on social media talking about how Cade York, I don't understand the move. Horrible sign. I've seen that from a lot of people. Terrible signing. Horrible move. What are we doing? Stupid move. And I will say my initial reaction personally, and we'll get Blake and Justin's thoughts on the Cade York re-signing essentially on Wednesday when we do our live show. But for me personally, I saw the news notification pop up and I just kind of went, huh? Is really? And I checked a couple different sources because I thought maybe there's got to be something here. Maybe this isn't true. Maybe this is, I don't know about this. Nope. Turns out, yes, the Browns have reunited with their former fourth round draft pick, Cade York. They drafted him ahead of the 2022 season. And, you know, there was so much hype about Cade York coming in. He was the top college kicker, top prospect of that position. And the Browns have long been just trying everything they can do to find a kicker to come in and be that, the next Phil Dawson, essentially. And you, it's hard whenever you're trying to compare players at a position to one of the all-time greats. It's kind of, and bear with me on this, that's a lot of the flack I think that Jed Wills gets at left tackle, is he's following Joe Thomas. So Of course, Jed Wills is not going to live up to a first ballot Hall of Famer that played for the Browns for, you know, over a decade or whatever. Yeah, Jed Wills is going to pale in comparison to the guy who played right before him in Joe Thomas. And so whenever we're pitting these kickers up against one of the best to ever do it, and every kicker that comes in here, it's always a comparison to Phil Dawson. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying we're doing anything bad by doing that. I'm just saying that's the reality. You've got your benchmark is Phil freaking Dawson. So we draft a kicker. Well, is he the next Phil Dawson? That's immediately what gets said. And for Cade York, it was a rough rookie season. So I'll kind of dive into a little bit of that stuff. But I want to make sure I mention right here before we go too far into anything else, Dustin Hopkins is under contract for 2024. So everybody who's wondering, well, what's going on with Hopkins, D-Hop? What's the situation? Why haven't we re-signed him? I've seen a lot of people say, why have I not seen the report that the Browns have re-signed D-Hop, especially after we re-signed Corey Bohorquez? D-Hop's already under contract. We don't need to re-sign him. We have him. He's here for 2024. I'm sure I haven't seen anything as far as the hamstring injury. I haven't seen a whole lot about that, but again, it's a kicker. Now, was he one of the MVPs of the season? Sure. He came in and did exactly what we've been longing for somebody to come in here and do. But at the end of the day, he's a kicker. He's not going to get that much hype. He's not going to get a whole lot of screen time, airtime from a lot of channels and networks. So D-Hop under contract, good to go. Should be recovering just fine from that hamstring injury and ready to rock and roll and be our number one top guy in the special teams unit for 2024. So no need to worry about Dustin Hopkins. Cade York, on the other hand, for me, and we'll look at some stats. We'll look at a little bit with Cade York. But this, to me, is the Browns saying, look, we obviously evaluated this kid in college. We obviously felt very highly about him to draft him with a high pick, fourth round pick. That's pretty high for a team to invest in a singular position that does one thing like a kicker. You don't see that very often at all. So for the Browns to do that, they, again, were obviously very high on him. They saw the potential with him. And coming out of college, I mean, if you just look at his NFL scouting profile, 84.6% on field goal attempts over the last 2 years in college, 50-plus yard field goals at a 78.9% rate for his career. That's high. Instant lift on long field goal tries. That's one thing we didn't see in Cleveland, that instant lift. It felt like a lot of his kicks came off low trajectory. So clearly something did not transition well from college to the NFL, but coming into the NFL, he was touted for that instant lift on his long field goal tries, nailed a 57-yard game winner to beat Florida in 2020. And this is the one that when I read this scouting evaluation from his prospect profile made me think, okay, now this fits with what the Browns are probably, this is what they like to do. This is probably what they really liked about him. And this is what they're hopeful for the future. It says he is, Cade York is well-schooled and known as a self-fixer. Now we'll see, because after everything that happened in his rookie year and going into his second season where he just missed kick after kick after kick in the preseason and forced the Browns. I mean, the Browns gave this kid every opportunity to fail. They said, we stand behind you. We support you. We're confident in you. We want you to be the guy. And Cade York went out and with his performance said, I don't. He basically said, cut me. I don't want to be the guy. And it's disappointing, but you got to remember he's very young. I think he came in 21, 22 years old. He's 23 right now. That's very, very young for a young man, whatever you want to refer to him as, to come in such a high pressure position. You think about kicker in the NFL, and there's a lot of weight on your shoulders. It's a different kicking game than it is in college, because in college, especially at a school like LSU, how many games are you relying on your field goal kicker to go out there and be the difference in the score? Not many. Honestly, not many in college, especially at a bigger program like that. Whereas in the NFL, I think it's 3.5 points is the average margin of victory. So every game is reliant at some point in some way upon your kicker. So there's a lot of pressure. extra points are different. They're further back. It's just, there's a lot of differences, and I'm not trying to sit here and make excuses for Cade York. I'm just trying to understand and convey reasons why things did not go as planned. So his weaknesses, based on his original prospect profile, he didn't handle kickoff duties at LSU. That wasn't a big deal for Cleveland. This one, though, they said he pulls the ball left on many of his misses. We saw that in Cleveland. We saw that translate into the NFL. Onside kicks were easy to handle for return teams. So again, kickoff stuff, not really that big of a deal. Not so concerned about whether or not the kicker can do kickoff, especially with the NFL trying to pretty much eliminate the kickoff return anyway. And I wouldn't be surprised if 5 years from now there is no kickoff return at all in the NFL. I mean, they're doing away with it in, you know, middle school, high school, college is essentially on the outs with it. It won't be around much longer. So it's just field goal kicking. And that's where we saw the issues lie with Cade York. If you look at college, 2019, he kicked 93. So here's the thing. I'll just preface this. Cade York, and I'm going to take a drink of my Danger coffee because it's early. I'm doing a lot of talking. My throat's a little dry. It's like my fourth cup of this stuff. If you guys haven't done the Danger coffee, tried that yet, check it out. It's really good. But anyway, so
why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extra points. That's where he's always been pretty consistent. It's the field goals where he's had his issues. So I'll just run through his years. Extra points, as a freshman, he made 89 out of 93. And then the next year, he made 36 out of 36. And the next year, he made 39 out of 39. So if you see, there's definitely a big change between his first season and the second two, just in the amount of extra points attempted. 2019 was that magical LSU season with Joe Burrow and Jefferson and Chase and all those guys too. So interesting that 93 extra points attempted and he made 80. So only missed four of them his entire college career. He was 164 of 168. Very good. 97.6% field or extra point percentage, but his field goals. Again, this is where the problems come in. 2019, he was 21 of 27. 2020, 18 of 21. 21, he was 15 of 18 for a total of 54 out of 66, 81.8% field goal percentage in college. And then moving into his, I got a couple different stat things pulled up here, but moving into his rookie season with the Browns, he had on his, let's see, where are the extra points at here? 37 attempts and he made 35. So he only missed two extra points his entire rookie season. I think Dustin Hopkins missed two as well last year, if I'm not mistaken. So extra points, again, even though it's further back, it's a different ball game than college. He was still pretty consistent with his extra point kicking. It was the field goals that got him in hot water with the Browns. Just 24 field goals made on 32 attempts, a 75% field goal percentage. Not going to cut it at the NFL level where so many games are close score, one score games. That's not going to get it done. And if you're curious what happened to Cade York last year after he got cut by the Browns, he signed to the practice squad of the Tennessee Titans in August, and then he was signed to the practice squad by the New York Giants. So he was signed off of the Titans practice squad by the New York Giants onto their practice squad on November 3rd. Then he was waived on November 22nd, re-signed to the practice squad 2 days later, so just kind of getting cut, signed. Then he had a quad injury in practice. The Giants put him on IR, and he was not given a reserve future contract after the season, so therefore he became a free agent, and that's when the Browns decided to go ahead and swing back on their guy, Cade York, and bring him back, and I don't hate it. I don't hate the move. I think there's just another one of those what do you have to lose kind of things by the Browns. You bring him in. Best case scenario, he goes through training camp. Looks like he's making improvements in his kicking game, and you sign him to your practice squad and keep him there, hopefully, while Dustin Hopkins continues kicking for your team. Because remember, Dustin Hopkins, I think he's like 33, maybe about to be 34. I'm not sure, but right in that range. I know he's 33. And this is the last year of his deal with the Browns. We don't know. You know, if you can get a guy like Cade York a good cost-effective contract for the Browns, and he develops and can be your eventual place kicker the way that you drafted him to be, awesome. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, you just cut him again. No harm, no foul. I don't think there's anything wrong with the Browns bringing him back. I was just a little surprised by it. I did not expect to see him come back. But one thing we have noted over the years with Cleveland Browns kickers, they get young kickers, they come into Cleveland, and they suck. Yeah, for lack of a better term, they just suck. So we get rid of them. I mean, that's the process. And then they end up working at it, going to another team or a couple other teams, and by the time they're on their second or third team, 4 or 5 years down the road, they're a consistent field goal kicker for an NFL franchise. So while I'm not saying the Browns just need to ride it out with Cade York and let him miss game-winning field goals and important kicks over and over again until he figures it out. No, that's not what I'm saying. Yes, the right move last year was getting rid of him. Cut him. He's not cutting it for this team, so cut him. And find a guy who can come in here and do what you need a kicker to do. But now we get the opportunity to bring him back and see what he has learned to help him continue to grow and develop without the pressure of being the starting kicker for the Cleveland Browns. So I think it's a good win-win situation. Andrew Berry, nothing to lose here. And that cost-effective contract to keep him maybe on the practice squad, whatever. I think it's all good. So I know a lot of people out there were saying, hey, what do you guys think about Cade York? So I just wanted to drop my thoughts. We'll get Blake and Justin to chime in. Probably won't be a super long conversation just because it is essentially a move to bring in a potential practice squad kicker. Whoop-de-doo. But the fact that it is the former fourth round pick by the Browns the year before, does make it worth talking about, discussing, and looking into a little bit more. So with that all being said, I'm just going to wrap her up. I really appreciate you guys tuning into these episodes, watching the videos, following on all the audio. And real quick, before I get out of here, one last thing that we're pushing right now, because we have this opportunity, we have a new sponsorship with Aura, the online data and, identity theft protection platform and everything that we're doing the sponsorship with, and they're offering a 14-day free trial for you guys with our link. It's aura.com/dogs, aura.com/dawgs. Go to that link in your web browser, not through the app. Don't do it through their mobile app. Do it through a web browser and then download the app afterward. Just register with a 14-day free trial. Check it out. You get to run a free data broker scan. So it actually scans your email, your name on the dark web, and through all the everything on the internet to see how many data brokers have your online personal information, your address, your email, your name, your age, your demographics. Like, they collect all this data about you and they sell them to scammers and spammers. And that's where you get a lot of this identity theft risks. They go in and they identify which of your accounts were included in a data leak, all kinds of really good stuff. And then they have so many cool features, but after you create your account, download the mobile app, you get VPN access on your phone. So that way the government and these data hackers and stuff can't track your IP address. That is really, really crucial, especially with how much online hacking goes on nowadays. So give it a try. And the reason I say this is twofold. One, it does really help the show. When you do a 14-day free trial, that helps us with the sponsorship through Aura. And we really appreciate that support. It's a free way for you to help us because it doesn't cost you anything to do the 14-day free trial, but it helps us. And if you decide to stick with it after the 14-day free trial, it's just $12 a month for the account, which I thought was a really good price point for everything they offer. I'm going to keep my account because this online data security is something that I know I've been needing for a long time, but I've just never taken that next step to do it. And now I've got a reason to do it. So I did it and I really like the platform. So I'm going to go ahead and stick with it. You can cancel at any time. And if you do the 14-day free trial and don't want to stick with it afterward, that's fine. But it helps out the show and it gives you at least, at the very least, you get to run your free scan and see what sort of data you have out there on the web that is potentially at risk. So it's really cool. And I just wanted to take a couple minutes, talk about that and explain again. I do not bring any sponsorships or advertisements to this show that I don't use myself, that I don't believe in, that I don't think can actually help you guys, because it does me no good. It does the show no good to promote stuff to you guys that is crap or isn't going to help you in any way. So Aura is a great, it's a really great system, great platform. Check it out, try it out. And again, if you don't like it, you don't have to keep it, but it is definitely worth doing the free scan at the very least. So I'm going to stop talking right now. I appreciate you guys. Love talking to everybody on a Monday morning. Enjoy your Monday. I don't know at what point in time of the day you're listening to this, but that Monday is already underway or potentially already over. So your week is kicked off already. Let's have a good one. And we will talk to you guys later this week. We're doing a live show on Wednesday. At least that's the plan at the moment. So we'll talk to you guys on Wednesday night. And until then, let's go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.